7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There are a number of actors that are, I use the term working actors. This is their craft. This is their skill. This is what they do for a living versus those who some people consider to be stars. And I think this gentleman who's joining us now, I would put into that category. Jennifer and Roberta and I are happy to welcome Bruce Greenwood to the Good Day program, who plays Dr. Emmett Cole on this show, The River. Jennifer, what do you know about ABC's The River before we talk to
I know that Bruce? It's on my DVR, and I cannot wait to watch it, and I know I should have done it already. But the previews for it look so fantastic and spooky and scary and cool, and it looks like it's going to replace Lost in my...
Yeah, that's what I... When
yeah,
I first
in many ways it is. Yeah.
Had that
I
feel.
Saw the premiere of it. It's incredible. It's really...
Is it?
There were times where I was actually like, you know, where your stomach gets in a bit of a knot, and you're there kind of holding your breath.
Some people like that kind of television. I'm not sure that I like it, but I know one thing.
I love it.
I've never spoken to Bruce Greenwood before, but I have been a fan. And I wonder about that, Bruce, when it comes to being a working guy. You're a working, not a working stiff, but you're a worker. You have done so much. A lot of people don't realize you came from Canada. A lot of really some of our fine actors have come from Canada, and you've worked and worked and worked and played lots of different things, I think, over the years. I would tell the audience that you and I have something in common, other than we are good-looking, other than we're good at what we do. We both lost a front tooth.
So how'd you do yours?
I lost mine when I was 17 years old. I was playing with my dog, hide and seek. I was up on a tree.
Hide and seek with a dog?
I was playing hide and seek
with the dog to find you.
Right, that's exactly what I do. The dog would, I'd holler, the dog would come find me. So I lost my balance. The branch came back and whacked me in the mouth, and I lost a couple of my front teeth. And when I jumped off the roof of the house, my mother thought I'd knocked out every tooth in my house because the blood was coming out everywhere. So what's your story?
Oh, I'm surprised your show doesn't sound like this.
Through your throat cage.
Hello, good morning. It's Doug Stevens. I'm from the USA. That's my signature sound.
Uh-huh.
And Thor's his favorite superhero.
I was 16 years old.
16.
Doug,
16?
And, I was 16 years old, 16. And believe it or not, hanging out with a friend somewhat... well, let's just say we were having too much fun, and we were on a teeter-totter, a seesaw in a park, and, you know, when one guy hits the ground, the other guy kind of bounces up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he hit the ground, and I was holding the bar underhand. Mm-hmm. He hit the ground really hard, and I went, like, wailing forward, boom, bam, and my face slammed into the wood of the teeter-totter.
Ooh.
Oh.
And I fell off and realized... You know, my tooth was gone, and my buddy's name was Hendrick, and we were crawling around in the dust looking. He goes, let's look for it. And we're crawling
to
around.
To try to reinstall it.
He grabbed my shoulder and goes, Greenwood, look! And the whole tooth, root and all, stuck like a nail in the wood of the deer.
Oh,
my gosh.
Extracted.
All right, so what do you have now as far as your front teeth are concerned? How did you get that fixed?
Well, for a long time, I had one of those flippers, you know.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, so, I could... Then, like when I did this week hereafter, I just took my flipper out and played it without that tooth. And but eventually, I had one of those posts put in.
Yeah.
You know, and then they stuck a tooth on the post, and, you know.
Yeah, the implant surgery.
There it is.
You have implants of a different kind.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. So, I to tell you, you've played a lot of likable characters, a lot of intense characters. For those who remember this movie, he was the bad guy, really bad guy, with Ashley Judd and Tommy Lee Jones. I can't remember the name of the movie.
Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy. You were really a bad guy.
Yeah, that's where I sort of started my really, really bad guy thing.
Yeah.
And I've played a lot of bad guys since then, but this guy, Emmett Cole on The River, is... he's, you know, by all accounts, he's a decent guy. The guy likes to, you know, happy to wake up in the morning. The problem is he thinks there's magic out there, and when he went searching for this magic in the Amazon, he discovers that the magic ain't all good magic.
So what attracted you to this? There are a lot of people who are substantial actors now who are doing well in movies. You certainly would be one of those. Why do you go to television?
I just like the character. I really love the environment. I've just really enjoyed the idea of this character being outdoors all the time and not having to be in a suit. You know, I've played so many guys in suits. And
no, you have. You've been JFK.
True. You know, at a certain point, you just go, oh, crap, you know, don't put me in another bloody suit stealing somebody's money or their wife or both.
Where are you guys are you filming The River, Bruce?
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii. It looks beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
So it's just one of those things where you kind of go, and I looked at my wife and said, Mom, it's shooting in Hawaii. And she goes, you know, that sounds great, but, you know, it's a schlep of a commute and blah, blah, blah. And I kind of went, I know, but I think it's, you know, it's worth doing. I really want to do it. And she goes, okay, well, let's do it. And, you know, we kind of dragged ourselves off to Hawaii, and, you know, about 3 days after, we looked at each other and went, what were we thinking? This is unbelievable.
You have children?
Fantastic.
Do you have children?
No. Okay. So we were just hanging out together and drinking on the beach, you know, and I've gotten shape, you know, I was paddling every morning, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, and you get paid to, it turns out a lot of these people, like several of the Lost alums have made it to Hawaii 5-0.
That should give you a clue.
You get there and you stay there one way or the other. So this role... Is it a challenge? Being in Hawaii is no challenge, but how do you get yourself up again?
It's a challenge in many ways, not least because, you know, a lot of the thing happens at night. So basically, you know, as great as Hawaii sounds, we spend a lot of time sleeping during the day because we're shooting 12 hours a night.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it gets spooky. You know, we shot in a couple places where there have been some horrendous things happen, and the locals are completely convinced there are ghosts there. We shot in this one, hospital that's now defunct that was for children, who the doctor was apparently such a freak that two of the nurses beheaded him.
All right. Oh my God!
Okay,
yeah,
I'm not kidding. And and when we shot there, the crew, the local crew, was just going, "We don't like to shoot here. We do not like to shoot here. Nobody wants to be here." Thomas Kretschmann, one of the stars of the show, broke his leg. A crewman fell off a truck and broke his arm. Another guy dislocated something. There were some burns. I mean, a couple of the guards, big, burly Hawaiian, don't. With me guards quit because they were touched in the middle of the night by spirit. You know, I mean,
unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah. It's a powerful place away.
Yeah. Well, there's authenticity to it in a sense. I think that's what people will catch too when they're watching this.
There's definitely a creepy vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking to Bruce.
You know, it's just one of those things where you got to figure out whether or not it's a show you can handle.
Are you as an actor? Or as
a
viewer?
I mean, as a viewer, as an actor, it's a whole other challenge, you know, because, you know, a lot of the stuff is invoking these bizarre legends and stuff, and it takes a certain amount of, you know, willing suspension of disbelief, but the vibe itself is something that the viewer is going to have to go, oh, God, I don't know if I want to go to bed after seeing this, you know?
Bruce Greenwood is with us. He's a well-known actor. He's Dr. Emmett Cole on ABC's The River. We're talking about that film. Have there been other... I'm trying to put in my mind... by the way, the way you said doctor, the first time I ever heard you say anything that made you sound like a Canadian. Say doctor again.
Doctor, eh?
Yeah.
That does it.
Cute.
Doctor, eh, on this
that's
show?
Doctor. That was it, yeah.
Oh,
what is there...
Canadian.
In working hard, do you... when you get into a character like this, when you understand characters, and I don't mean to get too deep, but I think sometimes people are just fascinated as to how this all works.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to put yourself in a different mindset to learn the lines? Because the lines themselves are nothing but what's on a piece of paper, words on a piece of paper. You got to bring them to life. And this is kind of an unusual, the way you've described it, sounds like the whole thing is unusual. So when you and the other actors are working, do you learn your lines before, or do you learn them as you go along, sort of rehearse them, or have 50 takes?
Most of us on this show learn them before.
You do.
Just because it's quite complicated, you know. A lot of these, you know, these legends, it's not stuff you can make up because the writers have crafted it carefully enough that if you don't speak it fairly specifically, you're gonna lead people astray. I mean, they really wanna draw the audience in very specific ways. So, you know, we have to be careful about that. I can't just sort of fake up a legend and approximate something they've written. You've got to be.
But do you you rehearse them in scenes, or do you just go take a shot and see if it works, and if it does, fine, but you just...
No, you rehearse it until you can get the thing, you know, alive.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you know, it doesn't just make itself. You know, you gotta sort of, you gotta get it up on its feet and, you know, sort of, I don't know, I mean, it's a little bit like cooking, you know. There's a bunch of ingredients, and you can't just all throw all the ingredients in at the same time, stir it, and stuff it down your throat. It's you gotta add a little salt, and you gotta add a little Tabasco, and you gotta add a little Worcester sauce, and you know.
As a person who is recognized, when you're wandering around, whether here in Los Angeles or in Hawaii or wherever you are, mm-hmm. people come up to you and say, "I know you." Does that bother you? Is it fun? Is it cool? How do you approach
that? No, it's no big deal. I mean, most people are, you know, most people are really cool about it. You know, yeah. It doesn't bother me at all. You know, it's funny if people, in a way, it's funny if people don't come up, you know, because you can feel them looking at you, you know,
right.
You feel all that tension of them wanting to come and say something, and, you know, you don't want to necessarily catch their eye because it invites them, and it you know, it might make them uncomfortable, and so you just.
Do you ever go up to them,
you know,
and say, "I know you from somewhere"?
They don't.
Jennifer just said, "Do you ever go up to anybody on the street and say, I know you from someplace?"
The people that are staring.
I've done it. I did it with Dom DeLuise. I was in a Ralph's in L.A. and I walked up to him and went, "Hey, how you doing?" And he looked at me and he goes, "I'm fine."
That's it.
And then I realized, you idiot, you don't know Dom DeLuise. You've just seen him in the movie.
Uh-huh.
It was early in the morning. I don't know. I was tired or something. And I thought, yeah, oh, there's Dom. We did that thing. Yeah, we worked together. And we hadn't worked together. I was just, you know.
And he didn't know who you were.
Of course not. I was just some schmuck fan.
No, that's okay.
And he was very pleasant, you know. Yeah. And all of a sudden I realized, oh, you ass!
Uh-huh.
You know, you're here like shaking his hand and talking to him like you know him, and you're just another, guy who, you know. Yeah, mama, he's very gracious about it.
Oh, it's okay. You have your. We all have our ups and downs. When do you go back to Hawaii to shoot more?
Yeah, well, I mean, there'll be a handful more episodes, and we'll see if people can handle it. You know,
right.
If they can, we'll go back.
So you've shot everything that's going to be aired. You've shot to this point.
Yeah. I'm shooting Star Trek right at the moment.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's what I want to know about.
Yeah. All right, for the next conversation.
I want to know about Star Trek.
Come join us again when the Star Trek thing is J.J. Abrams and the next Star Trek thing. All right, that'd be good. Bruce, thank you. Bruce Greenwood from The River on ABC.
This programming is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for our latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Continuing focus on the passing of Whitney Houston, part of the Daily Bill of Fare, and probably will be until after she's laid to rest later this week. So you'll pardon the reference to something that I would have probably done anyway, because on this date in 1986, this was the number one item on the music charts. Her single, How Will I Know, replaced a song recorded by her first cousin, Dionne Warwick. That's what friends are for. Whitney, as you know, is the daughter of Sissy Houston, Dionne Warwick's... are they sisters? What is Jennifer?
No, it's, I think it's cousin, actually.
Cousins, I think, yeah.
So then why would Whitney Houston be a cousin of Sissy Houston when Dionne Warwick was...
Because your parents' cousins are your cousins.
Right.
They are?
Second
yeah.
cousins.
Not my family.
What? Your parents' cousins aren't your cousins?
Yes, they are. Right. It's just their second cousins.
No, we defy
one of
logic.
One of my closest relatives is my dad's cousin.
Really? No, this is not your mother. It's fine. Okay. So, also on this day, musically, sad day in music, another sad story. Nat King Cole died on this date in 1965 here in Santa Monica. He was only 45. Years old.
Wow.
He was born in Alabama, was raised in Chicago.
Cancer, right?
Lung cancer from smoking. Cool.
So young. He must have smoked a lot.
He did smoke a lot. He recorded in 1936 his first song. People remember the King Cole Trio. Some people may. He was the piano player. Phenomenal career. Solo, 1950. In a number of movies. I remember from Cat Ballou when I was a kid. Remember that? Remember,
no.
Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
That's the movie.
Absolutely.
Cat Ballou!
Yes, I did.
Lee Marvin. It was actually, and I think Jane Fonda was in that, if I remember correctly. His daughter, Natalie, has become a pop music star. A lot of hits. In the 90s especially, and she did a version of this song with him that sort of put the modern recording industry on notice that you could do things like this. Nobody ever tried that before. And isn't there an example of it now, recently? Another singer?
Yeah, Lisa Marie did it with Elvis.
Yeah, right, yeah, with Elvis. Right.
You know, they're doing all kinds of stuff like that, where they bring the dead back to record a new song with somebody else.
So will they do it with Whitney Houston? Who would they bring her back to sing with?
Who knows what her 18-year-old daughter
will do. Her daughter sings,
Mm-hmm. How about a whole duets with the dead? Have both two dead people sing with
They could have Nat King Cole and Whitney Houston do a show, you know, a song together.
There you go.
With sampling?
Yeah, duets with the dead.
Let's say that Whitney Houston never even sang the unforgettable song with
they can create a way.
Yeah, sure, with auto-tune and all that stuff. Sure they can.
Yep.
Amazing what technology will bring you. Okay, how many people have been watching the the usual yearly fiasco with dogs?
Oh, the annual dog show, yeah, sure.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, okay. The Martha Stewart win, right?
So, well, with that comes the top movie dog, the best dog, and Uggy, the Jack Russell Terrier from The Artist, has been named top dog in a movie.
So cute.
At the Golden Collar Awards.
Who did
Jennifer
he beat out? Do we know?
Ones?
I did.
Let's see here. He beat out Bridget, the French bulldog who plays Stella on Modern Family.
Okay.
Hercules, the pit bull on Pit Boss and Jiggy. Is that the? Is that who it is?
TLC.
Anyway, okay. So here's the 2020 television question. You ready?
Ready.
There was a Jack Russell Terrier named Moose who played Pooch Eddie on what Emmy-winning Cheers spinoff? 800-510-8255. A swell prize is yours if you figure that out. 28 after the hour now on Good Day.
What appearance?
Not unfortunate.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haeger, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Jim Warrender, 2nd Division Battalion.
The very first thought was I didn't think anything could smell that bad as we pulled into Busan. As we went farther north, the jitters set in. Fortunately, the 2nd Division was in reserve when I joined them. They had finished a long, hard year, and so they were in reserve. So I had a chance to get acquainted with everybody before we went online. And I can always remember the exact day we pulled online. It was July 17th of 1951, my 20th birthday. And the Chinese shelled us 35 minutes after we got into position, so I always said that the Chinese helped me celebrate my birthday.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here with her Queen of Cheap. It's just a matter of moments. A lot of big deals today, as usual. You can check out at DougSteffen.com. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Our poll question today, who spent more on Valentine's Day? A, he did. B, she did. C, we spent about the same. D, we didn't spend anything. E, I haven't spent anything yet. So who, let's see, how does that fit into your, Rich, you'd be the best arbiter of this. You spent more on Valentine's Day, or did Janet spend more on Valentine's Day?
We both spent exactly the same thing.
Nothing.
Zero.
Zero. Good for you, Richie.
We're going out to dinner tonight because we just refused to get into that hour wait. Everybody I talked to went out to dinner last night. It was an hour and a half, 2 hour wait.
Amazing.
I refused to do that.
Yeah. Then there are a couple of restaurants around where I live here near the PCH, and there's a place across the street where all the guys park the cars, the valets, and they were zipping around the street last night like it was Thanksgiving or something.
It's ridiculous. All of it's just so crazy.
A lot of money.
And then the cards. I refuse to spend $7 for a Hallmark card.
Did you make her a card then?
No. You know what we do is we have a shoebox full of cards. And we each go through there and just either A, pick out a card that hasn't been written in yet, or a card that we've signed and we just put the new date on it type mm-hmm. thing. Because, you know, and I buy her flowers, and we go out and we have a nice dinner. We just don't do it on Thanksgiving, on Valentine's Day. So tonight we're going to go out to dinner. I gave her a card. I gave her flowers, and boom.
Okay, so if you're a parent, did you go to school yesterday? I happened to be with somebody. I have a friend who has a youngster, it's in elementary school, and I went with her to school at the end of the day yesterday, and it was the cutest thing to see all of these youngsters giving each other little Valentine's cards and little cupcakes and bits and pieces of candy. It was actually kind of sweet. That goes on a lot, I think, around.
We spent all night Monday night getting both Sean and Juliana's cards ready
for that sort of thing.
Putting little pencils in them and stuff.
If you want to cease to live, perhaps you cease to dream. How many people here dream? Jennifer, you have a dream?
I sure
do. I have a dream.
Last night I had weird dreams. Oh,
okay, weird dreams, mm-hmm. yeah. Jennifer is a dreamer. What about you, Roberta? Are you a dreamer?
Oh, yeah, I dream in color.
Do you?
And stereo, yeah.
No, really?
I think I dream in color, too. Do most people not?
I don't dream in color.
How do you know you dream in stereo?
That I can't endure.
Why would you think there's a figure of speech involved in that?
I dream in high definition, so there.
It's surround sound, 5.1. Thank you very much.
What about your dreams, Richie?
I don't remember many of my dreams.
Uh-huh.
I know I do because every now and then I will remember, but for the most part, my wife can wake up and make an hour-long story out of a dream that was 10 minutes long.
Dreaming.
And I can't remember anything.
All right. So, but that's, everybody has a different way. There are different dreams, too. And I think that oftentimes these dreams that we're talking about that we have while we are asleep can become enlarged as you wake up and think about your own dreams, where you want to go, where you want to lift yourself to. The thoughts, dreams are connected to the subconscious, and that's a thought area. Some of your dreams, you're conscious of things that you want to attain in life. You want to be healthy. You want to be efficient. You want to be successful. You want to be happy. You want to be a good parent. You want to fulfill your desires. You want to, you have a, you're, this is the reason I bring this up is because I want as many people as possible to open up their minds to the aspirations that you have, not just in a single dimension. As we were talking about black and white, you dream in color, and you have stereophonic sound. This sort of plays its way into your daily life, thinking about what you want to achieve, how high you want to go. The framework can be in black and white, or it can be in color. And it could be in mono, or stereophonic sound, or even in that big, what do they have in the movie theaters? What's that, DT?
THX.
Right. Yeah. Is that how you think? Is that how you dream?
Bum, if it is, in a world where
right,
yeah,
in a world
men are crazy.
Pretty much where I live.
Yeah, I think that goes all around the board. All right, before we get to 20 before the hour, let's answer our 2020 television quiz based on the Westminster Dog Show that I guess is over, isn't it? I haven't paid much attention to it.
It is. It ended.
Done.
Best of show, Pekingese last night.
Okay. So the story is about these various dogs that have been on movies and television shows and stuff. So I brought back a terrier, a Jack Russell Terrier named Moose, who played Pooch Eddie on a spinoff show. And what was the name of the show is the question. 800-510-8255. For the answer, we try Bobby in Jonesboro, Arkansas first. Bobby, welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine. Thank you.
Good. All right, so what's the name of the television show we're looking for?
Frasier.
Frasier is the show. You obviously remember this. This would seem to me to be a bit of minutia, but when I asked the question, Richie said, yeah, I know. And Jennifer said, yeah, I know.
Well, Eddie was
I think, Roberta,
character.
You even knew. Didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Did Roberta? No? I don't know. Where did Roberta go?
Did I know?
Like,
I don't know. Did I know?
Wait a minute. Is the microphone?
Hello?
Eddie was one of the big characters in the show. So there's, if you knew anything about that show, you knew Eddie.
Pooch Eddie. All right, so, Bobby, you liked Frasier?
Oh, I did.
You still watching the reruns?
No, I don't.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. It's still around here and there.
Oh, you sure. It's Frasier. On the Hallmark Channel now.
Yeah, right. Everywhere. These things get played over and over and over again. When you think they're dead twice, they come back again for a third life. So that's, yeah, the name of the show is Frasier. So you get the swell prize. Bobby, hold on just a second. Thank you very much. Time now to take a dumpster dive with Roberta, the queen of cheap.
What? I don't know if I want to do that with her.
She's Roberta, queen. A dumpster dive.
Who else would you do it?
Yeah, who else would you do it?
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, let's start with something for us gals. Jen, you got to listen to this one. There's a website called renttherunway.com.
Oh, I know
about
this website.
What you can do on this website, if you've got like a special occasion coming up, a formal affair, a wedding, something like that, you can rent these incredible designer dresses for 10% of the cost. So basically, you get to wear this dress for 90% off.
Dumb guy question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Dumb Guy.
Okay, I am the ultimate
played
dumb guy. Okay.
Rich McFadden.
Knowing my wife and yes. any other woman that I've ever known, they go try 1,000 dresses on before they find the one they like. How
you
do
don't you get to try it on.
Huh?
You don't get to try it on.
No, you get to try it on. Unless you're in L.A., they actually have a brick-and-mortar store in Los Angeles.
So you just click
you
and pick,
go to.
And that's the one you're stuck with.
Yep.
So you get this thing
in
the mail.
But they send you multiple sizes. So if you think you're a size 8, they're going to send you a 6, an 8, and a 10, from what I understand.
It depends on the cut of the dress.
Interesting.
So that you can try them on. So you do get multiple sizes.
So should you do this well in advance so that if you don't like the one you get, you can send it back and try it on?
I would suggest it. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right.
But most of the time, if you have these formal affairs, you pretty much know, you know, at least a month in advance.
And women, I'm sorry, even though we like to try on a ton of clothes, we know what cuts and styles look best
on us. What's the best neckline? Right.
We just like to mix it up and say, hey, have I changed enough to be able to look good in this dress? You know, that's why we try so much on.
I just didn't know how that would work because I'm a dumb guy.
But it's a great idea because how many times you only wear a dress once and you don't want to pay $100, $200, $300, $1,000
for
this dress.
Yeah, especially if it's a fancy affair because you really will only wear it one time.
Yeah, basically. I mean, how many, have you ever had the wonderful experience of being a bridesmaid and you have to pay all this money for this dress you will never wear again?
Yeah.
And especially when the 80s and 90s when I was a bridesmaid and they were all double knit polyester and they were pastel colors. Gag me.
Okay.
Horrible. We've lost Doug.
So, renttherunway.com. Check it out. We also have a free sample. If you like if you like wearing food on your body, it's a free sample of avocado, olive, and basil body lotion from Crabtree and Evelyn. And it's only today at any Crabtree and Evelyn store. Pete's Coffee through the 20th of February. Buy one, get one free. Pete's Coffee is really good stuff. If you have somebody who's gluten-free, we've got a free e-cookbook, gluten-free cupcake recipes. And too late for Valentine's Day, but we've got a printable coupon for you. $5 off of $10 worth of cards at Hallmark. They'll probably get you one card, maybe two if you're lucky. But at least it is a savings, basically getting the cards at half off. So all of this is on the Queen of Cheap site at DougStephan.com. And also, you should check out a website called Vitacost.com. This is a great website if you're looking for things like household essentials and health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, even organic foods. Vitacost.com, you get the stuff for up to 50% off, plus orders over $49. They deliver it to your door free. So it's the best of both worlds. You get wonderful discount prices, and you get free deliveries for orders over $49. And that's all at Vitacost.com. Check it out.
There was a Valentine's question on one of the websites that I read. Men and women were both asked, what realistically would your asking price be for having an... You know, for being engaged with somebody else, what would you ask for your party favor? The average female answer was $10 million. The average male answer was $1,000. Excuse me.
Men are just so cheap.
I heard that. Yes, Roberta. Here's something. Before we get to Jennifer and her television report that I would like to report to you on, the growing number by the hundreds, actually, of you who are responding to the offer from the folks that have imported Cardiol from Italy. This is the natural product, has 9 ingredients in it, that's guaranteed to lower your cholesterol levels, guaranteed to reduce your cholesterol and triglyceride levels, as a matter of fact, in 30 days. And I'm not going to tell you, you get your money back because you're not going to invest anything in the first place. First 30 days of Cardiol are free. It's a safe, FDA-approved way to work this thing out easily. You just take one capsule a day of Cardiol, and the folks are so confident that it'll work, they offer you a free 30-day trial so you can see for yourself. You pay $8.95 in shipping and handling, and that's it. You go to Cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, Cardiol.net. You can call them at 888-809-6424. You can use the discount code Ken if you would like to. Just get to Cardiol.net and make sure you get the 30-day supply. Try it. Get a blood test before you start. Then after, you'll see the dramatic difference. Cardiol.net or call toll-free to order your 30-day free supply, 888-809-6424.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now. including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bakey with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
All this focus on the dog show. You can get the Westminster Dog Info at DougStephan.com. A lot of people watch that every year. All right, so what else do we have from the world of television news, Jen Jen?
Oprah Winfrey is in a little bit of trouble this week, Dougie.
She was advising people to do something that the biggies in the ratings places don't like. Right?
They don't like it. Well, she went to Twitter and she said, everyone who can please turn to own. She said, everybody, okay, here, let me start from the beginning. She went out to Twitter. She said, please watch Oprah's next chapter. That's fine. Well, then she went again and tweeted, everyone who can, please turn to own, especially if you have a Nielsen box. That's where Nielsen gets really upset because it violates the rules if you actually encourage someone with the Nielsen box, or if you even mention them in promotional ads, advertising, or now social media. So Winfrey went back to Twitter and said the following. She said, I removed this last tweet at the request of Nielsen. I apologize for encouraging anyone to watch my channel. I intended no harm and apologize for the reference. There you go.
All right.
So she's
guaranteed
trying to back out slowly.
Some assistant did that and she didn't even know about it.
Yeah, probably not.
Guaranteed.
Probably.
Now, we were talking earlier about the river, and I think a few. Did you watch it last? Somebody went. Was it Roberta?
I did. I watched the river. I caught
it. That was pretty intense.
I did.
There's a story of Doug Stephan.
Love the river. Very intense.
It? Okay.
Yes.
The story at DougStephan.com has a new NBC series called Hannibal. What do you know about that, Jennifer? Anything?
Hannibal is a takeoff on the books, the Hannibal books, and it has been picked up and I believe is going to NBC.
Is that about a serial killer that eats, though? Isn't that what Hannibal?
Yeah, pretty much.
That was Lecter. Hannibal Lecter, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that what this is about?
It's the pre-story of Hannibal, yes.
Oh, why would you want to see that?
Aren't you excited? Oh, I know. Make sure you have lots of Cheerio ads running during that.
What
and also, speaking of NBC, I know that Chuck has a huge cult following and it's come to an end, but never fear, the star of Chuck, Zach Levy, is going to be in a Fox pilot called Let It Go, so he'll be back
cool.
in the fall.
He's good, yeah.
51 after.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Come on. Let's 53 go. Past the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. There are pictures floating around the internet, not of dogs, even though the Westminster Dog Show is a big deal, Warren. Pictures of cows with hearts on their head. I had one that's sort of gone a little viral, and I've actually seen a couple of others.
That's so cool.
Cows with a valentine, like a
little cow.
On the, yeah, it's kind of a cute thing.
Yeah, it is cute. I got an obscene one the other day.
Did you really?
An obscene basset hound that had the coloring of a cow, and what the marking on his back was, I cannot talk about on the air.
Really? Okay. No, let's not do
but they
that.
Named the dog appropriately. That's all I'm saying.
Really?
Nice.
Buddy? Hi, Warren is going to review the winners at this year's Westminster Dog Show in just a moment here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Man, is that an annoying commercial. All right.
Hey.
Let's get to...
But thank you anyway, HBO and Dish TV.
Thank you very much. So we have Warren's Workshop. If we had the music again for a show, which I think we ought to change the name of your show from The Pet Show to Warren's Workshop.
Warren's Workshop.
I like Warren's Workshop. For some reason or another, working on dogs, making life better for dogs, making people understand better about how to handle their pets. Warren's program is on the air every weekend. A lot of great radio stations. He's got a wonderful website, the Pet Show. But let's change it now to Warren's Workshop. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the host of Warren's Workshop,
Warren Eckstein. Hi, Warren. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. Would you like to tell us about...
Why do you sound like Mr. Rogers?
Yeah. Give me my sweater.
He just changed his sweater.
I did.
He took off his shoes. I know.
Yeah, right. All right, so we have the complete rundown, actually, of all the winners at this year's Westminster Dog Show at DougStephan.com, but I wondered what you thought the highlights were of this show.
Can I be honest with you? Can I be totally honest with you?
Yeah, I want you to be honest.
I don't watch it.
Don't watch it.
I don't care about it. And I'll tell you why. Years ago, remember Roger Karras?
Yes.
Roger Karras used to commentate from Garden every year.
He was a big football player in the
Alex Karras.
Alex.
No, you're thinking of Alex. No, Roger Karras was the
Roger was the other
ABC,
guy. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the animal advocate. And every year he was the voice of Westminster, and every year they would kind of shoot me in there because they didn't know what breeds were walking down, and I had to kind of sit behind and say, that's
tell
a
him what was going on.
That's it. You know, I'm a big fan. I love German Shepherds, and I love purebred dogs, but the bottom line is I think they go overboard and way too far. And the only negative part about Westminster is, and Rich and I were talking about this beforehand, I guarantee you, now my radio show is based on answering behavioral questions for people across the country in Canada.
Right.
Yeah. I guarantee you in the next 6 months I'll get more calls from people that have Pekingese that have no idea what the breed is all about based on the fact that they saw it on TV. Just like now, Martha Stewart had a dog at Westminster.
Right.
She had a Chow Chow. All of a sudden, I guarantee it's got a lot of press. I'll be seeing Chow Chows in a couple of months, and so will the shelters. That's the problem I have with it.
Well, and here's the thing, Warren, is now everybody wants these purebreds after watching something like this, and they won't go to the pound and get a great dog. Like, my last two dogs have been from the pound and have been purebred dogs and great dogs.
But here's
people
what people
won't think about that. They'll go to the breeders, and then the breeders make more and more and more
exactly
dogs.
But what they don't understand is that 25% of all dogs at shelters across the United States are purebred dogs.
Right.
So if you're looking for a purebred dog, there are purebred rescues, there are bulldog rescues. I got my dog from German Shepherd Rescue. And so I think what this does is encourages, and I understand it. What they do is they breed to the standard of the breed, and it's keeping the breed this, and it's keeping the breed that. But quite honestly, if you want a healthy dog, get a mutt. They have what's called, I don't know if we ever talked about this, Doug, but they have what's called hybrid vigor. Very often when you have a mixed breed dog or a hybrid dog, they toss off the bad genes and tend to be a little bit healthier than purebred dogs and not with the same recurring problems. So if you're looking, and you know what? You fall in love with the dog on the inside out. Don't look at the outside. Look at the inside. Then you'll fall in love with the dog.
Yep. Warren Eckstein, by the way, lives in a house that has a wood stove and no running water. Takes good care of his dogs there, and he's here to stay warm with us on the Good Day program. Check out his website through DougStephan.com.
If you constantly